Welcome to Refugee Radio.
You're listening to Refugee Radio with me, Steve. My special guest today is Malem Simo Lagnawi, and he's a master musician from Morocco, plays Gnawa music. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Can you tell us a little bit about this, your name then? So I've been calling you Simo, which is your first name. Yeah, and Malem means master.
Malem is a master.
Yeah, and what does being a master entail?
The master, he knows lots of things about Gnawa music.
Yeah.
I mean, he has the people, nearly 6 or 7 people playing with him. They are dancing and then do lots of things, and a vocalist and then that.
So it's kind of like it's like the black belt in karate to be a master.
Yes.
Of Gnawa. Yeah. So you teach people. You're able to teach people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before I've got my master, and then I learning with my master, and now it's nearly 18 years ago.
Okay, so that's a black belt with little black bits on it as well. Then it's like a double black belt.
No. Yeah.
So you're from Morocco.
I'm from Morocco.
Uh-huh, and you're living in the UK as a musician. Now, how long have you been here?
Yeah, I'm coming here in October 2008, and then I begin to do my music, and I check my music, check the musician whatever here in the UK, and then I find that is a little bit difficult. But I still working find people for playing with them.
It's difficult to find other musicians.
So. It's very difficult for find musicians. But is that the music? If you want to be a big musician, you need to check lots of musicians for arriving.
So I guess you're coming to a new country, you don't have the same networks of people you already know or places you know where to go to find people and stuff like that.
I think so here in England is lots of people that are not now Gnawa music. There's a couple of people now Gnawa music, and we need to explain to people this music is that. Yeah.
So I guess the best way to the first way to educate people about Gnawa music is for them to hear a little bit.
Yeah.
Would you be? You've got your instrument here with you in the studio. Would you be happy to sing and play something for us now?
Of course.
And then we can talk a little bit about the background behind Gnawa music.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to play for us?
I will play the Bambara.
Uh-huh.
It's a little village in Mali. It's a west. West Mali, and they are Israel. They have Gnawa music there. Yeah, not all Africa. We're talking about Bambara. We're talking about Hausa from Nigeria, Gambari from Nigeria, Yoruba from Nigeria, and whatever.
Okay, take it away.
Thank you.
Walla yal berini la bi mulay wonbi sallallahu alayhi mujudi jot bi sallallahu alayhi wal malik mahbud wonbi sallallahu alayhi la yal bani walla la yal bani la bi mulay wonbi sallallahu alayhi yal berini wallahi birikum mablani ya allah al bani ya Yeah, liar, baby. Well, if we are ديمون شادي جدتي صلى الله عليه الملك المبود قول بي صلى الله عليه وسيادي جاو كيرا وجاو قول بي صلى الله عليه وسيادي بلد السودان قول بي صلى الله عليه أوشي واشم كل الواد بي صلى الله عليه والله يا البريني والله يبريكم مبلالك والله البريني
Excellent. Thank you. Simo Lagnawi, rather Marlem Simo Lagnawi, live in the studio here for Refugee Radio on Radio Reverb and 97.2 FM. So that was fantastic. That was Bambara.
This is a gambari.
Gambari.
His name is a gambari.
So this is the instrument is called a gambari.
Yes.
So this is like it's essentially like a guitar, but it's kind of more like a lute or something like that. It's a four-stringed instrument,
three-stringed
instrument. Okay, and it's got a kind of it's wooden with a sort of leather cover on the top. Talk us through this. Cause I know there's a lot of significance to the history of this instrument.
Oh yeah, this instrument his name is a gambari. It's from Gnawa music. From Africa and a special Morocco, North Africa. It's a traditional instrument with the just like a boat, the slave coming in and five-handed.
So the body of the instrument represents the boat, the slavery boats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and we've got a card. It's very traditional, normal, traditional strings. It's three strings, we're playing 4-2 and 1-3 in the middle. And we've got a camel skin. The camel skin is a give a power for the instrument. And we've got a neck, a big neck for the instrument. Yeah, and this skin, camel skin, the slave people, the people hitting the slave people with it because it's very, very strong. Yeah, and we've got the castanet. The castanet symbolic is the handcuffs for the slave people.
So these aren't like sort of your little discrete Spanish castanets. These are large kind of metal discs. And this is based on the handcuffs that were used on the slaves.
Yeah.
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 So originally the music was devised by slaves or people subject to slavery that were, and they were using their own handcuffs as percussion instruments.
Using the slave people, they have handcuffs, and they are singing about the blues, about what the feeling, they are not living free,
mm-hmm.
and they are singing about the God, about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about everything, the parents, about the happiness, about lots of things.
And the songs that you're playing on it, they're based on traditional melodies that go back 500 years to to the time of slavery.
Yeah,
and they were set lyrics that were set down at the time.
Yeah,
yeah. And you said people were singing the blues.
Yeah,
yeah. And also you're wearing this fantastic outfit. You've got this kind of shimmery gold kind of shirt. Can you tell us a little bit about this? Because I'm sure this is important as well. Yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 Sure.
Yeah. This is a part of the traditional outfit.
Yeah. This is as important every Gnawi man. His jacket. Every Gnawi man.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got as well the shirts, and we've got some hats with lots of shirts. We dancing and we round around and the head
kind of like a whirling dervish.
Yeah, it's not really, but it's nearly just like that.
Yeah.
I will show you now. What we're playing and we're dancing and we're round that one just like that.
Okay, now you won't be able to see this on the radio, of course, but this is the tassels twirling around this
yeah.
this hat covered in shells. That actually looks quite difficult to pull off. If I tried that, I fear I'd blind myself. and this is all decorated. You've got these. There's all kind of patterns. The way the
yeah.
shells are arranged around it, and the instruments decorated with patterns as well. What's the symbolism of the shells?
The shells is symbolic. It's a money before. It's a money in Africa. If you want to buy some things, you give one or two shells, just like £1, £1, so mm-hmm. just like that.
So these shells were used as currency.
Yeah.
So this is bling, essentially. This is like wearing a big chunky gold jewellery for a modern day rapper, right? This is the same thing. It's the Ganawa people were nomadic.
That one.
Yeah.
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 We've got two hats. We've got one just like that.
Yeah.
And we've got one with the hair. It's long hair. It's the just like dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Ganawa is a type of music, but it's also a group of people.
Yeah.
And they don't just live in Morocco.
Yeah. We've got Ganawa people living outside of Morocco, but Ganawa men and the masters, lots of masters living in Morocco.
Uh-huh.
We've got all the masters, and we've got all the masters that are dead. The perfect master.
Yeah. And traditionally, a nomadic people, you move around from place to place,
yeah,
following
yeah.
sort of what goats or camels.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now people are living in they're sort of living in the city, or they still do people still keep up the old way of life?
I think the people is working. Ganawa music depend the people depend just like me. I want to do Lila de Ganawa. It's nice for Ganawa. It's traditional. Lila with the essence, with the women's do the trance, and we're talking about the devil, we're talking about lots of things.
You say a trance, did you say?
Yeah.
So this is part of the ceremonies when you play the music. They go on for quite a long time, is that right?
Yeah.
I've been telling people that some of the songs go on for days. Is that
I think
well they can last hours.
Night Ganawa is 3 days. You playing you begin and nearly 3 o'clock, and you finish and 4 o'clock morning, and then next day you begin and 6 o'clock, and you finish and 2-3 o'clock, and the last night you playing and 9 o'clock, and then you finish 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
So these are proper raves. I mean, this is, and it's a 3-day thing, like the Glastonbury Festival or something. And people are up all night,
yeah,
singing and dancing and whirling around, going into kind of trances. And
yeah.
And it sounds amazing. These things still happen in Morocco, but it's not something you see in this country very often.
No.
Are there many other people are there many Ganawa people in the UK?
I think so. We've got our Ganawa people here, but it's not a lot.
Yeah.
I think we are just 2-3 people here.
Oh right. Okay.
And
so it's not enough to organise a big all-night session.
Yeah. It's for that we prefer to do Ganawa fusion
mm-hmm.
with other stuff, just like jazz, just like blues, for the stage, for the big. Big festivals here.
Yeah, so in order to bring this music to audiences here, you've combined it with other elements, so jazz and stuff.
Yeah.
I've got we've got a recording here then, so this is some ambient jam that you did with Mark Horwood.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little
got
bit about that?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm playing with Mark Horwood and Mark Gray. As Mark he's playing a keyboard, and Mark Gray he's playing a double bass, and we do it some jam, and we begin to do album for a girl far away,
mm-hmm.
and whatever, God bless him, and he's dead.
Yeah, he died recently.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. That's obviously it's obviously a bit upsetting for you.
So. I'm sorry for
yeah.
him and
yeah.
his family.
Yeah,
he was a lovely man.
Well, we'll play that now then. We'll have a listen to it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
we're talking about the blues. Just like I feeling not good or bad or something, just like that. And I want somebody for help me on a side for relax I find that just God has helped me for feeling relaxed and alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what language are you singing? In Arabic?
Is it Arabic?
Yeah. And is it a particular dialect of Arabic or a particular style of, of Arabic that you're singing?
Yeah, it's Arabic.
Uh-huh. And this was a song that you recorded recently. When did you record it?
I recorded in his studio.
Yeah.
And Brighton.
Was that this year?
Yeah. No, it's in 2009.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is this one of the songs people can hear on your... You've got a MySpace site.
I've got a MySpace site.
Can you tell us the address?
It's www.myspace.com/Simo Lagnawi.
Simo Lagnawi, and that's SimoLagnawi. Yeah, excellent. Okay, what's the significance then of religion to Gnawa music?
Is there Muslim?
Yeah.
Muslim people, because we're talking about God, about Muhammad, about lots of things.
And this goes back to the time of slavery.
Yeah.
The people that were experiencing were Muslims, and they found through this music a way of expressing their religious feelings.
Yeah.
And how does it fit in with kind of mainstream Islamic beliefs? I mean, is it part of the mainstream religious practice in Morocco, or is it its own kind of little thing?
Yeah, is it because we're talking about God, about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And Gnawi man, he's always, he's talking about Islam, about lots of things, because just all this life coming that Muslim, if you go into Senegal, you find that Muslim people in Mali and Sudan and Kenya and Burkina Faso or whatever. There's lots of people from this place. Yeah.
And there's an interesting link with this, because I had a piece of music, Levy Camp Holler. It's one of the very early recording of blues music from America. And it sounds very much like the call to prayer or the muezzin, but it also sounds a lot like Gnawa music. There's certain vocal inflections that are happening that you can really hear this the passage of music through time.
Yeah. I think so. The Gnawa music is very old than blues.
Mm-hmm.
Than blues music, because it's blues music coming in this music.
Mm.
And as well, the reggae music coming and this music as well.
And so this is the root of it. We've got the diaspora, slaves have gone to the Americas, but they've taken this music with them. You say using the handcuffs as percussion. You know, you can see how that's stayed with people.
Yeah.
Would you like to play another song for us today? Are you happy to do another tune in the studio?
Of course, you're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Great. What do you have in mind?
I think I will play something. Is a chura. Chura is a round around. You make people happy. You make people dancing, and then you be happy with the people. It's chura 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 chura. It's round around in English.
Okay. Yeah.
Round and then. Be happy and round and be smile and round and chill out and round and it's that one.
That's what we need today, I think.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was great. That was Tura Tura.
Is it Tura around, around, make people happy, chill out, do it, whatever, just be happy.
Excellent. That's good sentiments here.
So
you're listening to Refugee Radio. My special guest today is Simo Lagnawi. I should say Malem Simo Lagnawi. That's Master Simo Lagnawi. Gnawa musician all the way from Morocco has come to play his music for us live today. So thank you very much. So that's Round and Round, and this is it reminds me of the dancers we're talking about. Some of the proper Gnawa set music session is an all night thing for three days three nights.
Yeah, 3 nights.
Yeah, and you're allowed to sleep in between.
A little bit.
Not very much.
Yeah, you need to finish that because it's a feeling. You need to play for people because you've got people writing for you to do that.
Yeah. And this is one of the songs you might hear there.
Yeah. This song is a Ulad Bambara. This is Ulad Bambara. We've got lots of things. We have the dance, and we make people happy.
Yeah.
And their song is well from Ulad Bambara.
And how what sort of numbers of people do you have at these events? Is it like just a few people, or is it lots of people come
lots
down?
Of people.
Yeah, like hundreds of people like that. Yeah.
Lots of people. Uh-huh. I mean to say that if you play Lila de Gnawa, you say lots of people, it's all the people, and now is a Gnawa music.
Yeah.
And then we've got big festival in Morocco, it's Festival Essaouira. And we've got lots of masters coming, Iva playing there, and lots of famous people coming, musician fusion with the Gnawa. And I'm playing that in this festival.
What? Who are some of the sort of the big names in Gnawa music that you might hear at the festival?
We've got lots of masters.
Yeah.
Just like Malem Bakbo, just like Malem Mahmoud Guinea, just like Waiva, lots of we've got lots of masters, and the famous people coming, just like. Paco, Abdurrahman Paco, and he's a play before with the Jimi Hendrix. Now we've got lots of musicians coming, either from ESA, from England, from France, from the world.
Yeah, it sounds like a good festival to go to. quite different from the sort of thing we're used to over here. I think
yeah,
probably.
Good.
probably normally I suppose you're normally guaranteed better weather anyway.
I think so, his past.
In a okay. Next year. And you've got some you've put some of your music on YouTube. People can watch, see you performing in full dress and everything. How do we find the videos of your performances?
I've got the videos are playing in London with France, and then I've got the videos with in South Africa between Gambri and Akora, and somebody is playing with me. His name Boubacar Kafando. He's from Burkina Faso, but he's living in France. And he's coming by here, and we play in Chagada.
Okay.
And then I've got traditional music with the Okinawa here, just on the tree, because, you know, if you want to find the Okinawa, you know, it's all here, busy,
yeah.
busy. And the last time I played, with the Okinawan music, with the cooperation culture, and it's lovely.
And so if people go to the YouTube website and just type in your name, Simo Lagnawi, then they'll see the videos come up.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay.
I stay looking for the musician as well, mm-hmm. for the big things and the big festivals. And as well, I've got Okinawan folk with my missus. Her name is Susie Hicks, and then we do nearly 5 or 6 songs in our folk music. The first one I begin do it something with somebody is not from Morocco.
This is Susie Hicks. She's a singer,
Hicks, yeah.
And you've done a track with her called She Knows.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have a listen to that. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was Marlem Simo Lagnawi and Susie Hicks with the track She Knows. And this is Steve on Refugee Radio with my special guest today is Marlem Simo Lagnawi from that very track.
Thank you very much.
How are you doing there? So tell me about that song. This is a song you wrote with your missus.
Yes. Is it She Knows?
Yeah.
She Knows as a fusion music folk I did with my missus and we're talking about some magic girl or magic woman, and she knows what she's doing and alive, and she knows the magic, and she say the magic forever.
And did you collaborate on the lyrics, or is it something that Susie wrote herself, and then you added the music too, or did you work on the lyrics with her?
I'm working together, but she's artist as well. She's singing as well, the vocals, opera, and she's the guitar as well, and she's playing a little bit piano. Yeah, and she's playing the jazz as well.
And is that her we can hear playing the guitar on that track?
It's her.
Yeah. And so tell me, how long have you two been together?
Nearly 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. And you met in the UK?
Yeah, I met her in Morocco.
Oh, you met in Morocco?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you came back, and she's British.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So then you came back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sent love to her, and as well my little girl, my little daughter Yemna.
Oh, do you want to say hello to her?
Oh yeah. I sent love to her, and my little girl Yemna. She has two years and a half.
Yeah.
Smaller baby.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you.
So she'll be listening to the show, wondering how Daddy got on the radio when he's at home at the same time or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And so that's what brings you to the UK.
Yeah.
You followed your heart over here.
The first time I met her in Morocco about music. And then after, she be my love.
Oh, so first came music and then came love. Okay.
Yeah.
And how are you finding it here in the UK? Is it very different to your life back in Morocco?
No, it's okay. But you know, this is England. You know, it's not just like Morocco. Mm. And as well, you know, it's the language. It's a little bit hard to learn English here. But I still learning step by step.
Because Morocco was under the French, so they speak Arabic and French.
Arabic and French.
That was your first language, is Arabic and French.
Yeah.
And English is a newer thing to you.
Yeah, well, we're speaking English, but it's not British, rather, you know what I mean? For me, it's very difficult to come here and in England and then I stay learning English. But my missus, she's helping me and the people as well, and you, Steve, as well.
And I suppose you'll learn quite a bit from your daughter as well. Is she?
No, yeah.
Yeah, she goes through. Okay, have you got any shows coming up in the near future? Have you got any plans to perform live again?
Yeah, I've got a performance with my missus with live music now. And then we will play in tomorrow. Then for the children and a hospital and whatever, yeah.
You're playing at a hospital?
Yeah.
For a children's hospital?
Yeah.
What's that about?
The name is Live Music Now.
Okay.
And this is a big company from London. They take a musician, acoustic musician, for the people, just like the children, just like in a hospital for all the people, just like that. And we show them the music, and as well we make them happy.
Yeah.
And we show him the we do it with them workshop, how can I play it, and what's that, and this is that, and whatever.
I can just picture all these kids with the hat trying to get the head spinning trick down right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great. Well, I hope you have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah. As an Albanian is a Bambara song. Yeah, is a we're talking about the God, about Muhammad, about the feeling, about the what we can do for we'll be happy, and is a Bambara song. Yeah.
And what does the title mean?
Is Albanian is normally it's Yorubanian. Because it's Yoruba, it's south of Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
and it is where these people is coming. They come in slave with the people, slave people 500 years ago coming slave to Morocco.
Yeah,
and is a Yoruba. This is his language, just like Arabic, mm-hmm. just like Berber, just like that. It's a I think the village. Is his name is Yoruba, Yoruba. And this is the Yoruba exactly is just like Berber things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Berbers are a people that you find in the south of Morocco, is it?
We've got three place the Berber. We've got north of Morocco Berber, and the middle. Morocco, Berber, and the south as well.
And Berbers are quite dark skinned, aren't they? They're kind of like more sort of sub-Saharan Africans that kind of come up from slavery and are now in the north of Africa.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've got quite different customs and languages.
Yeah.
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 And so and there's a link then with this is a Bambara song that sort of is telling the story of those people, or it's kind of
he's
got some of their melodies in it, or
yeah, he's telling. The Bambara, we talking about the first station that come in to Morocco, Mali, to Sudan, to Morocco, by Sawera, as the capital before is Meknes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's 500 years ago. Yeah.
And this is the journey that the slaves took before they got to the ships to then go to the Americas. Yeah.
They're coming from Mali, Timbuktu. And I go into Sudan, and then Mauritania, and then after by the sea to Morocco, straight to Essaouira.
And then that was the jumping off point for the transatlantic.
Yeah.
Oh,
You're listening to Refugee Radio. My special guest today is Marlem Simo Lagnawi, and you were listening to El Bania, and it's a track that he's recorded in the studio this year, was it?
Oh,
yeah.
2010.
So that's a new exclusive to Refugee Radio on Radio Reverb. So normally I've heard you playing just by yourself. You've got the gambri or the cymbals,
yeah.
I mean, or the castanets, but this is kind of to give us a sense of what it would be like to have the full Gnawa band.
Yeah.
How many people would you have normally playing together like that?
It's normally 12 people with me.
Yeah.
And then we're playing with the first is Elada, is with the tabla, two tablas and lots of castanet.
Yeah.
And you've got the singing and then the vocals, and as well you've got the point. It's not just like we're playing just like whatever, we're playing with the point. Because he's a Gnawi man, he now is the point. Yeah, we've got Mellem and we've got Soyo. The Mellem is playing a tabla and a gambri, and a Soyo is playing a karakaps as well, and he's dancing, and he now is the point.
Yeah. So you have you've got the band leader who's kind of up front with the gambri or the tabla doing, you know, leading the song,
yeah.
And everybody else is kind of filling in.
Yeah.
Vocally, you do call and response things. So you do a line and they sing a line. Or they just come in, or they just join in on the choruses.
What we do, I talk with the Gnawa people for coming playing with me Lila to Gnawa, and they announce all the things, and then we stay in, and then we talking about just the life and not just the children, not just the parents, or just like that. And then after we begin to do Ulad Bambra. And after Ulad Bambra, we do the Lada with the tabla, with the candles, and with the essence, and with them, and the milk, and then lots of things.
With milk?
Yeah, milk.
So you've got candles burning,
the
there's
candles,
incense
yeah,
burning.
The
what's
candles.
What's the milk then?
So the milk symbolic is the peace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then you give to people. And as well the dates as well, and the essence, and we play in the Ada, and this time outside the house, and then with the girls and women take the candles, and the bigger things you have the essence, and you have the barbecue. Do you do the essence that for the smell and for the bad
is
gone, spirit.
Oh, I see, to kind of like dispel the bad vibes.
Yeah.
So what sort of incense is it that you burn? Is it frankincense or
is it Arabic essence. Yeah. And just like his name is Jawi. Loud. His name Loud. It's a very nice smell.
And these plants that grow locally in the area where you live?
Yeah. You buy that in a shop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, by the
way. Yeah, my experience is those little sticks you can buy in the head shops that are supposed to smell like different things but tend not to. Or
just like that.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's very natural. It's natural essence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you burn a lot of it, I imagine.
We burn just like a little bit,
uh-huh.
Because we need to do just small things and essence, yeah. And for everything, be happy and everybody feeling relaxed, spiritual, relaxing.
That's not. I guess that's the correct use of incense, isn't it? I suppose the traditional use of incense in this country is teenagers who live at home with their parents trying to hide the fact that they're smoking cigarettes in their bedroom might burn it or something. But that's where it normally comes up. I think your use sounds a little bit more genuine. So, well, listen, thanks a million for coming in today and for playing your music live. It's been fantastic to have you.
Thank you, Stu.
Yeah, if you have a message for the people at home or if you want to say hello to anyone that might be listening, please go for it.
I want to speak about I want a peace and world for everybody, and I want all people be happy.
Excellent. Good message. Keep it short and sweet.
Thank you very
Brilliant.
Much.
Thanks a lot for coming in. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Steve.